Hello, I'm Brandon House. Have you watched Worldview Report? That is our new nightly Worldview broadcast. It's a 30-minute nightly television broadcast. It takes about seven of us 15 man hours a day to put this all together. You'll see what I mean and how quality it is when you watch it for free at WVWTV.com. That's our 30-minute new nightly news report. But you know what else we're doing? We're taking this and putting it at worldviewradio.com each day as an MP3. For those of you that want to just listen to it while you walk the dog, work in the kitchen, drive in the car, work out. So we're putting it up not only as a TV show, but as an MP3 as well at worldviewradio.com. We're also now taking my 90-minute live television show that airs Monday through Friday, Brandon House Live, and we're now posting that also as a free MP3 at worldviewradio.com. So you can listen to Worldview Radio, my daily radio show, as you have for years at worldviewradio.com. You can listen to my 30-minute nightly news broadcast as now an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. And you can listen to my 90-minute live television show now as an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. Now, not only are these all at worldviewradio.com, you can also watch them as a TV show at WVWTV.com. Now, here's the deal. Did you know we spend thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth, paying for the bandwidth for people to watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows for free? Not only that, do you know what it costs to keep a staff going that helps me with all this? Did you know that we also have a utility bill that is like $1,500 to $1,700, close to $2,000 a month? Because even in the Mid-South, pretty much have to keep the air conditioning going year-round or the servers could overheat. And we also are pulling a lot of electricity with our TV studio. So think about our utility bill, our insurance, the people we hire and have to pay to keep working on our team, the bandwidth we pay for, our broadband high-speed internet. You cannot believe the thousands and thousands of dollars it takes to do the television and radio programs we're doing at the quality we're doing them. Please go right now to WVWFoundation.com and make a contribution. WVWFoundation.com. You can also use our mailing address, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Thank you so much for your support.
Tonight on the Worldview Report, oil is in high demand across the world as wars and Green New Deal type policies have driven up prices at the pump for millions of Americans. So what does Joe Biden do? He's shipping millions of barrels overseas to China and Europe. California's state legislature moves one step closer to legalizing prostitution and human trafficking. And it looks like Governor Gavin Newsom will sign the bill when it arrives at his desk. Dutch farmers have reached their limit and they're fighting back against the oppressive climate agenda that threatens their livelihoods. We'll bring you an update on the Great Farmers' Rebellion in the Netherlands. Doctors worldwide are reporting a disturbing increase in aggressive brain cancers and heart conditions in young children since the rollout of the mRNA COVID injections for that age group. And we have a stunning destruction of a symbolic monument to the New World Order. It's called the Georgia Guidestone, and it went up in smoke earlier this week. All this and much, much more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brandon House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brandon House.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm your host, Brandon House. Joe Biden allowed more than 5 million barrels of oil to be drawn from the U.S. strategic oil reserves and exported to Europe and Asia last month. This, despite high gas and diesel prices right here in the good old U.S. of A. The news of the export to other nations was reported by Reuters and raised concern over the continued mismanagement of resources by the Biden regime. Oil exports from the U.S. reach an all-time high of 3.3 million barrels a day in the current quarter as refinery disruptions and strategic petroleum reserves release an incredible amount of supplies, Rystad Energy says. The export of crude and fuel hinders the impact of the moves by Biden, who claimed the release of the strategic reserves would lead to lower prices at the pump. U.S. crude inventories are now at the lowest since 2004. Refineries in the U.S. Gulf Coast were at 97.9% utilization before the release of the reserves. In other news, One American News Network reports that California Governor Gavin Newsom may soon sign off on a bill which would benefit human trafficking and prostitution in the state. Last week, the Democrats approved SB 357, which reverses loitering laws that law enforcement had used to combat both. Some critics of the bill, which was authored, by the way, by state Democrat Senator Scott Weiner, contended it will hurt areas that already have poverty and a lot of crime. Sex trafficking victims argued the bill is hurting victims instead of providing help to survivors, while also increasing demand. Jonathan Keller, president of the California Family Council, noted, quote, "This is specifically talking about streetwalking and loitering for prostitution in public. This is going to affect poor communities. It's going to affect black and brown communities more. But it's going to actually harm them and make these places much less safe and much more hostile for families, for women and girls," end quote. The bill also received pushback from California State Senate Republican Scott Wilk, who said the government should be doing everything it can to combat the crisis and not enable sex traffickers and pimps. Newsom claims the legislation does not legalize prostitution and that it must be implemented, quote, cautiously, end quote. California, by the way, is not only moving towards the incremental legalization of prostitution, but also drug use. Last week, the California Assembly passed a bill to authorize drug injection sites in several cities. The Assembly approved Bill SB 57 last week, which allows cities to set up sites where opioid users can legally inject drugs in supervised settings, similar to what's also being promoted in New York City. State Senator Weiner, who authored the legislation, claimed safe consumption sites are a proven strategy to save lives and get people into treatment, which is, of course, a lie. There is no data showing that legalizing fentanyl or other hard drugs saves lives, but there's plenty of evidence that it leads more people down the path of addiction and eventually death. California's legislation still needs to be passed by the state Senate before heading to Governor Newsom's desk. Dutch farmers have reached their line in the sand and are taking all measures available to them to thwart the New World Order agenda of the European Union, the World Economic Forum, and the United Nations. And sometimes that involves a high level of creativity. We showed you previously how they were blocking roadways with their tractors, and now they're using their farm equipment in other unique ways as well to thwart the globalists trying to take over their farms. Take a look at the latest strategy of the Dutch farmers and their uprising. Yes, it does appear that the European Union might finally be messing with the wrong people, the farmers. And in case you missed it, that was a manure spreader being used in the beginning of that video, and it was shooting manure into government buildings. Creative indeed. But they ought to be used to having a lot of manure around them, right? Doctors all over the world are reporting seeing aggressive brain cancers and heart problems in young people since the rollout of the COVID gene therapy injections for kids and teenagers. Dr. Ryan Cole, the esteemed oncologist, had this to say in a recent interview with Dr. Joseph Merkel. Watch this.
I've been traveling the country and the world quite a bit, trying to help in different legislatures, trying to get different legislation passed. I've been doing educational sessions with the Global COVID Summit around the world. And wherever I go now, I have doctors approach me and nurses as well, saying, look, what you're saying, we've been seeing. So I was having a conversation with a chair of a large oncology department in Tallahassee about a month and a change ago. And he said, I usually see an aggressive brain cancer in a young patient maybe every decade. After the boosters rolled out, he saw five astrocytomas, five aggressive brain cancers in 1 month. Then I'm in Jacksonville the next day having a conversation with a family doctor. He said, gosh, you know, it's strange. I usually see a kidney cancer in a young patient every decade or so. I've seen five in the last month. Then I was in the UK a couple of weeks ago. I had a doctor from Ireland who's been practicing family doc, GP, been out in the country for 36 years. And he said, I have seen more cancer in my young patients ever since the shots rolled out in the booster than I have ever seen in my entire career. Same thing, a nurse that works emergency department in the UK. Not only the heart inflammation in young children, but cancers in young patients and aggressive leukemias. So everywhere I go, I have doctors confirming observationally, you know, if it's here or there, then it's
anecdotal. Those anecdotal reports are 50 to 60 times, not two or three. That's 50 to 60 X.
Correct. Correct. And that's when it all adds up to being observational medicine, like we've done for eons in medicine. You observe something works or you observe something's happening. Now you have a legitimate finding.
Cole said he has traveled worldwide speaking against the dominant COVID narrative. And everywhere he goes, he finds that doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers have approached him to share the unusual things they now see in their patients that they didn't used to see. Cole, who's chairman of a large oncology department in Tallahassee, Florida, said, quote, I usually see an aggressive brain cancer in a young patient maybe every decade. After the boosters rolled out, I saw five aggressive brain cancers in 1 month, end quote. Here are some of the comments he's received from other doctors. Family doctor from Jacksonville, quote, gosh, you know, it's strange. I usually see a kidney cancer in a young patient every decade or so. I've seen five in the last month, end quote. Family doctor from Ireland, quote, I have seen more cancer in my young patients ever since the shots rolled out than I have ever in my entire career, end quote. An emergency department nurse from the UK reports not only the heart inflammation in young children, but cancers in young patients and aggressive leukemias. Quote, everywhere I go, I have doctors confirming observational irregularities in young people, end quote, Dr. Cole said. A school board member in Washington State who also owns a sex shop in the city of Bellingham is planning a series of workshops for children as young as 9 years of age to discuss, quote, sexual autonomy for pleasure, end quote, and, quote, safer sex practices for all kinds of sexual activities, end quote. The shocking story of American culture rot comes to us via The Federalist. The classes branded under the name, quote, Uncringe Academy, end quote, at the Wink Wink Boutique will host 9 to 12-year-olds. Yes, you heard me right. 9 to 12-year-olds in the first string of courses, August 10th to 11th, and 13 to 17-year-olds a few days later in the second. Store owner and Bellingham School Board Director Jen Mason told Seattle radio host Jason Rantz, quote, the class for 9 to 12-year-olds is an introduction to topics related to relationships, puberty, bodies, and sexuality. We focus on how puberty works, consent and personal boundaries, defining sex, and discussing why people may or may not choose to engage in sexual activities, end quote. The course description reads, quote, there's a lot to learn when it comes to bodies, puberty, sex, gender, and relationships. That's why Wink Wink created Uncringe Academy. Honest, supportive, and inclusive sex education classes to help young people of all genders and sexual identities understand this important part of their life, end quote. Well, I think most parents would agree that sex should not be part of any 9-year-old's life. And if it is, that 9-year-old is likely a victim of child abuse by a perverted adult. Topics discussed in the class under, quote, affirming framework, end quote, will include, quote, the ethics and realities of sexualized media and pornography, end quote. And quote, what is sex? Kinds of solo and partnered sex activities, end quote. And it gets worse from there. Students who enroll under the sliding scale fee, scheduled from $5 to $50, will also be taught about, quote, the science of puberty, end quote, and, quote, healthy relationships and relationship models, end quote, and, quote, gender and sexual identities, end quote. Jen Mason, the owner of the sex shop, did not respond to the Federalist and their inquiries into how the age range was selected and whether it was appropriate to present explicit materials to minors. Her business is advertised as a, quote, woman-owned, all-inclusive sex shop, end quote, where, quote, we celebrate sexual expression and exploration, banish shame, and help our customers to better love themselves and others, end quote. Quote, pleasure is our revolution, end quote. That's what the website says, adding, quote, we believe that normalizing, accepting, and affirming all bodies, identities, and gender experiences is an inherently political act, end quote. So in other words, this is part of a political agenda. In a healthy culture, Jen Mason would be immediately arrested and charged with exploitation of minors, or at least contributing to the delinquency of minors, right? We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.
Welcome back from the break. Breitbart News reports that legendary guitarist Carlos Santana was rushed to a hospital late Tuesday night after collapsing on stage in Michigan. Later, blaming the episode on forgetting to eat or drink water. Santana, 74, was reported to be, quote, doing well, end quote, a few hours later after being taken from his show at Pine Knob Music Theater in Clarkston, some 40 miles northwest of Detroit. He was transported to the emergency department at McLaren Clarkston for observation, so says his manager, Michael Varanas. This was in a statement and reported by the Associated Press, quote, just taking it easy, end quote, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer posted to Facebook just after midnight, quote, forgot to eat and drink water, so I dehydrated and passed out. Blessings and miracles to you all, end quote. In December, Santana canceled a number of performances in Las Vegas after he underwent an unexpected heart procedure, as reported by Breitbart. Worldview Report has reported on dozens of athletes, journalists, and performers collapsing suddenly during the performance of their jobs since the rollout of the COVID vaccines in January of 2021. The incidents, well, they range from being temporarily taken out of commission to serious injury and, of course, death. A 20-year-old man from Colony, Texas, has been arrested and charged with making terroristic threats against the Supreme Court. Michael Deshaun Archibald tweeted he was going to kill the justices after their decision in the Dobbs case overturning Roe v. Wade. According to a report by CBS News, the young man's tweet, since deleted, said he was going to, quote, kill everyone in the Supreme Court with my AK-47, end quote. A police spokesman said the department received a phone call from the FBI alerting them to the tweet and saying they thought the suspect lived in the Colony. Officers went to check his apartment, but he was not there. The department's criminal investigation division and the FBI worked to get a warrant and arrested him on June 26. He was taken into custody to the Denton County Jail, where bond was set at $25,000. Journalist Daniel Greenfield, in a post at Jihad Watch, wrote, quote, AG Garland and the rest of the Biden administration are actively abetting this leftist insurrection and campaign of political terror, end quote. Greenfield went on to add, quote, just business as usual. There are countless numbers of these, and users have reportedly documented Twitter refusing to even remove them. You can see some of them still up, end quote. An 80-year-old woman was stabbed repeatedly in a New Jersey supermarket parking lot while loading groceries into her car late Sunday morning. That's according to WTXF-TV. Mary Jacobs told the local news station she saw the, quote, obviously scared, end quote, victim sitting on the ground in the Acme parking lot in Audubon, New Jersey, quote, with blood coming out of her side, end quote, as others rushed to her and tried applying pressure to her wounds. Jacobs told the TV station that the victim said, quote, I don't know why he would do this to me. I just don't know why, end quote. This is a crime of convenience that some of us have been predicting would start to become very common as food prices soar to the point where some are driven to violence. In economic news tonight, Americans have been suffering from rising gas prices, and now monthly car payments have grown to the highest on record. NPR reported, quote, the average monthly car payment crossed $700 a month earlier this year, the highest on record, according to Cox Automotive and Moody's Analytics, end quote. Cars were so expensive because of a computer chip shortage, according to the report, which stated, quote, when car sales dropped dramatically during the early parts of the lockdown, auto manufacturers slashed orders for their chips, end quote. Schools and workplaces began meeting online, so consumers bought more electronics for their homes. Therefore, the chip manufacturers began supplying those companies. According to a recent Gallup poll, 2 out of 3 Americans said hikes in gas prices were causing them a financial hardship. Breitbart News reported last week, quote, the survey taken between June 1st and June 20th showed that 67% are experiencing hardship, up from 52% in April. The percent of Americans who say this hardship is severe jumped to 22% from 14%. Gas prices hit new record levels in May and June, peaking on June 14th at an average price of $5.16 per gallon. Since then, gas prices have retreated slightly, but remain at historic highs. Dr. Robert Malone, who is, of course, an internationally renowned scientist and physician and co-inventor of the original mRNA technology, is suing Twitter for defamation. He is joined in the lawsuit by Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Brian Tyson, alleging that Twitter silenced them for posting truthful information about COVID-19. The lawsuit also notes that Twitter refused to give them, quote, verified, end quote, badges despite meeting the criteria outlined by Twitter, and that Twitter violated its own policies when it censored the doctors and eventually suspended their accounts. We have obtained a copy of the lawsuit, which you can see here. Doctors want the court to order Twitter to reinstate their accounts. Dr. Malone fearlessly warned the public about his apprehension regarding the use of the COVID-19 injection in humans. Dr. Brian Tyson is a highly experienced California physician who, with his colleagues, has successfully provided over 10,000 COVID-19 patients with early treatment with zero patient deaths. Dr. Peter McCullough has been published over 1,000 times and is the undisputed expert voice in the area of COVID-19 policy, diagnosis, and/or treatment, and the dangers of COVID-19 injections. Somehow Twitter thinks it and the corrupt Dr. Fauci know more about the medical facts behind COVID than these brilliant doctors. We'll see how this lawsuit shakes out and keep you posted. A British bank verbally abused and shamed its own customers over disagreement with its pronoun policy, causing many to withdraw funds or close their accounts. Halifax Bank on June 28 tweeted a photo of a name tag for an employee named Gemma, who lists her preferred pronouns as she, her, hers, along with the caption, "Pronouns matter." The Daily Wire reports that one user replied that he, quote, was hoping this was a joke, end quote, and is now considering taking his business elsewhere. In response, a Halifax representative named Lee posted the standard corporate wokeism that the bank strives for, quote, inclusion and equality, end quote. Another user replied by noting that there is, quote, no ambiguity, end quote, about the female name Gemma, calling the post, quote, pathetic virtue signaling, end quote, and asking Halifax why it is, quote, trying to alienate people, end quote. A Halifax representative named Andy M. then told the user he's, quote, welcome to close your account, end quote, if he disagrees with, quote, our values, end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
In March of 2022, Biden signed an executive order dealing with cryptocurrencies. The Federal Reserve and the Secretary of the Treasury are all talking about America moving to digital currencies. Many nations are now talking about moving to digital currency. My friends, I've been warning folks for years that when they go to a digital currency combined with social credit scores, they'll be able to turn you off, turn off your bank account, just like that. We saw recently in Canada where they implemented emergency powers and began to seize the bank accounts of people that simply were doing peaceful protesting in favor of freedom and liberty. We already know that in America, we who are patriotic conservative Christians have been deemed domestic terrorists for showing up at school board meetings and letting our school boards know we don't want our children taught Marxism under the guise of critical race theory. We don't want the mandated mask onto our children. We don't want mandated vaccines. And yet that has many labeled by the FBI as potential or actually domestic terrorist. We now know that the World Economic Forum openly in their own documents is calling for a digital currency and digital ID for everyone in the world. And we know the Biden regime is fully on board. They openly state that your digital identity will be tied to social credit scores and your ability to get a loan will be tied to that information. Why would you be under the thumb of the globalists and the elite when you already know what it is they're saying about you and what they're doing in America and around the world? Why would you leave yourself vulnerable to them turning off your account, leaving you helpless? My friends, I believe this is where precious metals come in. I don't give financial advice, but I do give financial opinion. And for years, I've been advising my audience to take seriously becoming educated on the issue of precious metals, and particularly numismatic. Many people don't even know what numismatic coins are. They're coins that are 1933 and older, and by law, they're private. It's a great way, I believe, for people to store their wealth, not to make money, but to protect your money as a hedge against inflation. If you want to get a free report with no obligation, I urge you to call my friend Wes Peters. I've been working with Swiss America as a sponsor of our organization and conferences for over 15 years. Wes is a retired Marine. You can text him your name and number, and he'll send you the packet of information, no obligation. You don't even have to call him. You can simply text his cell phone at 602-558-8585. Give him your mailing address. Say, I want the free packet of information Brandon talked about, and it'll be on its way. Just text him your name and address to 602-558-8585. Then after you get the packet of information, go through it, and when you're ready to have your questions answered, you can call Wes back. That number again to text your name and address to get the free packet of information, that's no obligation, is 602-558-8585. Again, 602-558-8585. Don't you think you've been given plenty of warning for what's coming? Isn't it time for a prudent man, a wise man, to take refuge?
Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. As many of you are aware, the Satanic Georgia Guidestones were destroyed earlier this week in dramatic fashion. According to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, unknown individuals detonated an explosive device at 4 a.m. on July 6th. This granite monument has been standing since March 22, 1980, rising from a rural plot of farmland in Elbert County, Georgia, which is about 100 miles east of Atlanta. The surveillance video can be seen here of the early morning explosion, wiping out more than half of the monument. Watch this video. Authorities completely demolished the monument later the same day, citing safety reasons. So, this marks the ending of a 42-year stain on the state of Georgia, which is a conservative state that never bought into the globalist worldview presented by the Georgia Guidestones anyway. Who made them so bad, you ask? Well, for those not familiar with the Georgia Guidestones, it includes the, quote, 10 guidelines, end quote, for the future of humanity. Chief among them was a call for the elimination of 90% of the Earth's population, reducing it from more than 7.5 billion down to 500 million. Let me make it very clear. We do not condone in any way the tactics used against the Georgia Guidestones, but neither do we mourn its loss. So, to the globalist New Age principles underwriting the Guidestones, which include that of eugenics and pagan earth worship, we say, good riddance. Eliminating 90% of the population just so the remaining 10% can live, quote, in perpetual balance with nature, end quote, is not a Judeo-Christian concept. We prefer an earth in which God said to his people, quote, be fruitful and multiply, end quote, where people respect life and wish to protect it, not to wipe it out through endless wars, abortions, toxic mRNA vaccinations, and eugenics. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, we appreciate your support. And remember, you can do that in three ways. One is to go to MyPillow.com, use that promo code B66, just released. Sandals, MyPillow sandals with the patented cushion. They're amazing. Check them out. Sandals, sliders, great gifts at MyPillow.com. The new sandals and sliders. Also, of course, the great discount on the slippers. The old model is going out, so there's a great discount as they get ready for the new model. Check out all the specials, sheets, towels, blankets. There's also a sale going on the bed toppers. Remember, college students need those bed toppers for those terrible college dorm mattresses. All that can be found at MyPillow.com, but use that promo code B66 so we get credit because a generous portion of each purchase comes back to keep this broadcast going. Also, you can go to WVWTVstore.com. We have many supplies and emergency resources there, including emergency freeze-dried food that has a 25-year shelf life. We've been distributors of such since 2016, and it's amazing stuff. We have it packaged in 4-week, 2-week, 3-month, 6-month, 1-year packages, making it very easy. WVWTVstore.com. It's a big part of our general operating budget. WVWTVstore.com. And then finally, you can just make a contribution at WVWFoundation.com and support this broadcast as we proclaim the news through the worldview of a Judeo-Christian lens. WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. You'll find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Thank you so much. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.